Good morning and greetings of love to all the listeners of the broadcast. I'm so happy to be coming your way again. For this special occasion, I've chosen for my opening scripture, Zechariah 14:20-21. Listen, in that day shall there be upon the bells of the horses holiness unto the Lord, and the pots in the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yea, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah shall be holiness unto the Lord of hosts. We want to look into some of the depths of these verses right after this poem. Holiness. There is a faith unmixed with doubt, a love all free from fear, a walk with Jesus where it's felt his presence always near. There is a rest that God bestows, transcending pardon's peace, a lowly sweet simplicity where inward conflicts cease. There is a service God inspired, a zeal that tireless grows, where self is crucified with Christ and joy unceasing flows. There is a being right with God, a yielding to his commands, unswerving true fidelity, a loyalty that stands. There is a meekness free from pride, that feels no anger rise at slight or hate or ridicule, but crosses count a prize. There is a patience that endures without a fret or care, and joyful sings, his will be done, my Lord's sweet grace I share. There is a purity of heart, a cleanness of desire, wrought by the Holy Comforter with sanctifying fire. There is a glory that awaits each blood-washed soul on high when Christ returns to take his bride with him beyond the sky. Now, back to this prophecy of Zechariah, that in that day, the gospel day, there would be bells on the horses with holiness unto the Lord. What does a horse represent? I would say it could be symbolic of a worker to till the soil, or else a means of victory in battle. These things are only shadows of the real which was to come in the gospel day, ushered in with the advent of the great redemption plan in Christ Jesus. As we pointed out in previous broadcasts, atonement was made for sin and redemption. God expects and requires each worker to be free from contamination within and without. Let us look at the original text and notice that the pots were going to be like the bowls before the altar. Perhaps intriguing, but what's the difference? Simply this. The bowls were made of pure gold, but the pots were of brass. This would make them of less value. A few scriptures to bring out the point. And thou shalt make the dishes thereof, and the spoons thereof, and covers thereof, and bowls thereof, to cover withal. Of pure gold shalt thou make them. Exodus 25:29. This was the Lord's instructions to Moses. So the bowls were of gold. And he made the vessels which were upon the table, his dishes, and his spoons, and his bowls, and his covers to cover withal, of pure gold. Exodus 37:16. So they were solid and pure without and within. But now look at the pots. These did not rate quite so high. And he made all the vessels of the altar, the pots and the shovels and the basins and the flesh hooks and the fire pans, all the vessels thereof made he of brass. Exodus 38:3. The brass served well the needs around the altar of burnt offering. These vessels, pots, shovels, basins, flesh hooks, and fire pans were not used in the most holy place, but around the brazen altar. Solomon carried out this same plan for the temple. And the pots and the shovels and the basins and all these vessels, which Hiram made to King Solomon for the house of the Lord, were of bright brass. 1 Kings 7:45. I would say they looked good and served in their place very well, but they were not of pure gold, such as is described in verse 50. And the bowls and the snuffers and the basins and the spoons and the censers of pure gold and the hinges of gold, both for the doors of the inner house, the most holy place, and for the doors of the house, to wit, of the temple. Please remember the text. And the pots in the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yea, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah shall be holiness unto the Lord of hosts. So I say that every pot and vessel in the Lord's house must be holy. There is no place for contamination and sin. There are no middle grounds. Listen. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. 2 Timothy 2:19-21. Here's another prophecy. This one is from Isaiah. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Isaiah 35:8-10. I say, we're not waiting for the fulfillment of this in some faraway millennium age, but this way of holiness is open here and now for all to come in. Diamond in the rough, as black as carbon of the night, caught in the bowels of earth, the Lord looked down upon us. Somehow he saw our use and worth. Dig this one from the miry clay. Let the fire burn away the dross. Let the adamant stone cut away the filth. For this one shall not be lost. The master took us up from thence with tender love, proceeded to cut away the carnal flesh and traditions of men where we were bound in mortal clay. Each facet he cut and shaped until a stone appeared and then a stone of grace. Soon took shape a living stone, but just for him. Mounted in his blessed framework, a precious stone fitly placed, making up his special jewels. And they become his stones of grace. He searched out the stones of darkness, stones of sapphires in their place. He shaped them into his perfection. And they become his stones of grace. He will lay thy stone with fair colors. Each facet captures a rainbow hue. Each way it turns will be a blessing to all that serve our Savior true. Selected by Sister Lou Bray. The New Testament standard for God's people is one of sinlessness. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. 1 John 5:18. The reason Christ came to this world was to save his people from their sins. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. 1 John 3:5-6. This is the standard Jesus taught. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin. But he promised and brought freedom from bondage. In the 5th chapter of John, we read of a certain impotent man lying at the pool of Bethesda, whose infirmity was of 38 years' duration. Jesus came along and healed him. Afterward Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. Now, I don't believe that it was unjust or unreasonable for Jesus to give such a commandment, or that it was one which he could not obey, a commandment whose violation would bring upon the poor man a sore punishment than he had endured those 38 years. It could be obeyed, and I'm of the opinion that the Lord gave him power to go and live without sin. Our Father, we're thankful for Jesus Christ, who came into the world to save his people from their sins and build a church in which every member shall be a vessel proclaiming holiness unto the Lord. Bless each listener of the broadcast and give comfort and healing where needed. And Father, we thank thee for those who have stood by us in the days and years that are gone, making it possible for us to broadcast and print the good news of salvation. Our eyes are upon thee to move upon the hearts of those who have a love for the truth and will help to send it forth in Jesus' name. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, God bless you through the holidays and a happy new year to one and all. Closing song by the Carvers.
Of my life the fountain springs, now my all to thee I bring. Thou, O Lord, art all my heart's supreme delight. Whom have I in heaven but thee, none on earth so dear to me. Thou alone art altogether lovely. I shall see him, shall I just see him. I shall see him in his beauty over there, in his likeness I'll behold him. He is waiting for me at the portals. Take the world, for Christ is mine, in his kingdom I will shine. Let me labor all my days and years for him. Perfect love and bliss abound, in his presence I have found. Life is joy supreme and full of glory. I shall see him.